Sometime this summer, Shell is expected to make history. Its massive new multi-billion-dollar plant in Monaca, Pennsylvania, is nearing completion. It will turn natural gas produced from fracking in the region to lentil-sized pieces of plastic. Since Shell announced interest in the site in 2012, the plant has conjured hope as well as fear for many in Beaver County. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier spent some time there to find out what people are thinking as the plant opens up.
It's a well-known story in western Pennsylvania. For decades, steel mills lined the region's rivers, and though they belched out soot and pollution, they put food on the table. At a local restaurant, Skip Homan tells the story.
Steel in Beaver County was the major source of employment.
Homan is on the board of the Beaver County Partnership for Community and Economic Development. He says when steel left in the 1980s, the county's tax base tanked, as did its population and school enrollments. When Shell said it had chosen Beaver County to build its ethane cracker, which will turn natural gas into 1.6 million metric tons of plastic pellets a year, he felt it was a big moment for the county.
Oh, I was thrilled.
The plant received the largest subsidy ever in Pennsylvania, a $1.65 billion tax credit, and Homan says he didn't have a problem with that, if that's what it took the plant to get here. At its peak, construction of the plant employed 8,000 workers. Many were from out of state, and they crowded the county's hotels, restaurants, and rental apartments. Homan thinks it's all been good for the county.
Before Shell, Beaver County was really not recognized, not known. Now Beaver County's on the map.
When it opens, it will have 600 permanent jobs. But not everyone in Beaver County is so happy about the plant opening. Joyce Hanshaw lives across the Ohio River from the plant in the town of Vanport.
All the way down to the road, this whole area is ours.
And is that the plant right there?
Yes, sir.
She and her husband Don, a retired steel worker, used to have bonfires in their backyard, but stopped since the plant was constructed.
The whole area here is all lit up all the time. So there's really no nighttime here.
Hanshaw and her husband bought their house in 1973. She doesn't want to move, mostly because the house is paid off. She says she's already heard strange sounds coming from the plant.
You heard this like that and didn't even know what the devil was going on. I thought it was a train coming down the street.
Like a lot of people, she's worried about what kind of health problems the plant might cause when it goes online.
And I'm just wondering, for health reasons, it being plastic and that I already have lung problems as it is, what's it going to be like?
Hanshaw is not alone. A couple miles away lives Dave Blair. He's a retired shop teacher from Bedford County. He built a new house so he and his wife could be close to their adult children. In the basement is a wood shop where he rebuilds woodworking machines.
This is 1953. Drill press, but this is a hand drill, probably about 1910, 1920.
Blair has asthma. He wears a dust mask whenever he's in the shop, but chemicals in the wood finishes he uses give him the biggest reactions, he says. He manages the condition with medication.
I get two shots every 10 days, and then I take an inhaler that... It cost me $90 a month for the inhaler.
When he built the house in 2014, he had heard about the Shell plant, but he wasn't aware of just how much air pollution it could create. The plant's state air permit allows it to emit more than 500 tons of volatile organic compounds, also known as VOCs, every year, more than any facility in western Pennsylvania. VOCs are chemicals that can form ground-level ozone, or smog, which can leave asthma patients wheezing, especially on hot, sunny days.
I did not realize they would be legally permitted to do as much VOCs as they do. And the VOC part of it is what worries me.
Blair has an air monitor outside his house, courtesy of a citizen monitoring project. He hopes that the air quality won't get worse, but he still owns a home in Bedford County, just in case.
At this point, we've sort of staked our claim here, and we'll see what happens.
Derek Reynolds is happy that Shell decided to build in Beaver County. Reynolds grew up in the town of Aliquippa. One of his earliest jobs was disassembling a steel plant. He's worked construction and on pipelines ever since.
We haven't had anything this big since the mills. So why complain about it when people were saying there's no jobs right here? Most of the, you know how many people has left this area because of no work or no good paying jobs, at least.
When he heard the company was building the plant a few years ago, he took a course on construction at the community college, paid for by Shell, then got hired at the plant. He worked there 2.5 years and left in 2020. Now he runs R&A Catering, a business in Monaca with his fiancée, Anna Emler. Emler grew up here and says the plant has already helped spur new businesses in the area.
I think it's bringing some of the communities back a little bit, of communities that were empty spots and vacant businesses. I think that more businesses are now starting to open. So I'm not sure if necessarily I can contribute that to all being Shell, but there's definitely more people that are out and about and spending.
Emler just left her job as a mail carrier to work full-time at the food business, filling orders for ribs, mac and cheese, and collards. Some of their most loyal customers are people who work at Shell. For Reynolds, the prospect of pollution from the plant doesn't really bother him.
Before a lot of the jobs went away, the steel mills was booming around here. You know, there was a lot of exhaust and smoke going on, so to me, it's nothing new.
He says he'll reserve judgment on the plant until he sees how it performs when it opens up later this summer. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.